You're listening to SBS News.
A third Syrian warplane has been shot down by Turkish forces since Sunday. It comes as Operation Spring Shield, the Turkish-led campaign against President Bashar al-Assad's forces, escalates. The key city of Sarıkep has changed hands twice in the last month. 1 million people have fled the fighting there, overwhelming relief agencies. Kelly Craft, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says a ceasefire is crucial.
This is not something that just is happenstance. This is something that the Assad regime has brutally planned. They want no one in the camps. They want no one here. They want to be able to govern less people. He wants full control, and the Assad regime cannot exist. And we need to stress to the Turkish government and to the Russian government that they need to come to a ceasefire. They need to come to an agreement.
The U.S. is accusing the Assad regime of deliberately attacking civilians to provoke them to flee. Syria has denied such allegations in the past. The U.S. is offering $160 million more in humanitarian assistance and the possibility of ammunition. James F. Jeffrey is the U.S. Special Representative for Syria Engagement.
As NATO allies, we share information. Turkey is a major purchaser of American weapon systems. As the President said recently, we'll provide supplies and other things to Turkey. We're also looking at other requests that Turkey has made either to us or to NATO as this conflict goes on.
New imagery shows two displacement camps in North Idlib that have more than doubled in size since 2017. 15-year-old Fadi lives in one of them after losing his home and his arm in airstrikes 3 months ago.
I'm thankful. On some days, we receive a small basket of food. If not, we have nothing to eat for the day.
Turkey has accepted 3.6 million refugees, but last week it declared it couldn't take any more, opening its borders for those seeking to cross illegally into Europe. More than 10,000 have attempted to cross into Greece in recent days, the surge causing chaos on the island of Lesbos. Locals have blockaded new arrivals from disembarking and transferring to the refugee camp. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has gained a $1.2 billion boost from the European Union to protect its borders. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković commends Mr. Mitsotakis.
I would like to commend Kyriakos for having altered the policy of Greece when it comes to its protecting its border, and that is to say not to allow illegal migration on its territory. Because as Ursula has said, Greece is now the shield, the real external border of the European Union, and the guarantor of stability for the entire European continent.
However, Russia, the Syrian government's main ally, says it won't slow down its offensive in Idlib. Sergei Lavrov is Russia's foreign minister.
We fully understand what difficulties the problem of migrants creates for the European Union. I have already said this. We have a dialogue between the Russian Federation and the European External Action Service, and we will continue this dialogue. We will try to participate in finding a solution to this problem. We cannot assist in solving migration problems at the expense of the fight against terrorism, which is being suggested by some politicians in Europe.
Russia has accused Turkey of aiding militants and failing to meet its obligations under a pact to create a demilitarized zone in Idlib province. The presidents of Russia and Turkey are due to meet tomorrow to find a way of avoiding direct conflict inside Syria. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.